Eric, how'd you manage?
It was tough, you know. It really hit me this morning, you know, waking up, not being able to talk to Javon, being the middle backer, being the heart of this defense. That's who I talk to all the time, you know. And it was it's kind of tough, you know. It hit me going to the stadium, really emotional going to the stadium this morning. But knew we had to pull together. I knew, you know, he's a guy that's really strong-minded guy. So I knew he would want us to, you know, pull together and get a win.
What do you mean wake up? Did you sleep?
Say that again?
Did you sleep? You said wake up. Did you sleep overnight?
You know, I slept. I slept definitely. It was definitely an exhausting day for me and for the team. But I definitely slept that night and woke up, you know, and it just hit you. You know, one of those deals where you think it's a dream, it's a bad dream, and next day you wake up and it's still there, you know, still a reality.
When you talk about the decision yesterday, the coach talked to the captains, you guys, about playing the game. Was there any doubt in your mind that you guys should come out here and play this game?
You know, we want to play the game because we're football players, you know. We love the game of football. And when something happens like this, what we're going to be doing is sitting around for 3 or 4 hours when we're supposed to be playing, just thinking about the tragedy that went on. And it's a tough deal, man. This is going to take time, so it's not a one day deal.
Derek, as one of Javon's teammates and friends, did you see anything coming? Did you see or sense anything that might have indicated that he was under so much pressure and stress that something like this could happen?
Not at all. Not at all. Didn't see any kind of clues. Javon, man, Javon is probably a definition of a teammate. He's just a guy that's on time all the time. He's going to give 100% every time. He's the most consistent player I've played with. Me and him have grown really close since he's been on the team for 4 years, and this is devastating. I mean, I was once told that the hardest thing you can, you know, the hardest thing a person can go through is burying their child. So, I mean, for both families, Cassandra and Javon's family, my heart goes out to the family. I mean, you just can't imagine what they're going through right now. And as a team, you know, we lost a brother, and it's tough, man. It's just one of those things where it's going to take time, and we're going to mourn for a little bit. But it's – life goes on, but we lost a good one.
You guys are tough guys. You don't maybe tell each other how you feel all the time. You know, things are bothering you. Will this change the way you talk to your teammates and find out how they're really feeling? You said there's no signs. I mean,
it does. This situation, we need to talk to each other more as men. And that's even not as football players. I mean, in life. Because generally men don't really show their feelings. You know, they don't talk about what's going on, or they don't cry, or they don't show emotion. I mean, to have a act go on like this yesterday, it's one of those things. It could have been avoided. But as a teammate, you know, we have to do more by not getting in people's business, but I mean just, you know, making sure that you know, your teammate's okay, you know. If he says he's having problems, get more details. You know, and it's just Javon never had an enemy on the team. He's just a perfect teammate.